B-Pod Studios.
Mock Made, an improvised comedy podcast of how things are made.
Back in 1948, in the town of Wayne, New Jersey, the iconic Toys R Us was born. A company lasting 70 years was the commonplace for most kids, or to get that treat, get that toy that they've always desired. But just recently, it has closed, which has prompted me to do an investigation to find a lesser-known company that has a similar name, but is still in business today. And for that, we go to Tonka Bay, Minnesota, to talk with Woody and Barbie, the founders of Toys R Not Us. Thank you, Woody. Thank you, Barbie, for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
This is a fancy Winnebago we're recording in. Mm-hmm.
This is our podcast Bago. Podcast Bago is what we call it.
And I think we just want to make sure that we're saying the name of our store correctly, Woody.
That's right. It's Toys Aren't Us.
Oh, Aren't Us?
Yes.
It's the letter R reversed, the letter N apostrophe T. Toys Aren't Us.
Wow. Aren't Us. Interesting.
It's not really that interesting. There was a lawsuit, and that's why it's that way.
Who sued you?
Well, it was this big box store that we don't like to mention anymore, but they're no longer around.
Just say Jeffrey had his day.
Really? Wow. And were you the reason why they're no longer around?
I don't wish anybody any ill will. I'm not happy that jobs were lost. I am happy, however, that we do have a corner on our market with only one store now remains open that has that name, Toys R Not Us, and that's our store. We don't have to deal with the other big box toy store anymore.
Woody and Barbie, can you tell me a little bit about your business?
Well, you know, we started this business once we walked into a toy store and realized that we don't like children.
Mm. How did you come to that conclusion?
Well, you know, the little hellions are all running around, pulling things off shelves. And at that moment, we decided that we wanted to open a store that did not have toys in it.
Now, do you personally have any kids?
I do.
Really? That's strange because you don't like kids.
It was an accident.
It was an accident seven times for her.
Seven times?
Twice for me. We do come from a family of 13 as well. We are the two youngest in a family of 13. Only seven survived.
Why would only seven survive?
It was actually a terrible tragedy. My oldest brother and our other siblings were in the garage trying to get to the toys that my dad had stacked up on top of the shelf.
Oh,
and
no.
Unfortunately, the shelf
fell.
Down.
Became a scene out of the Hunger Games, really.
Wow, so I can see that even though you two come from quite large families and you have large families, you're very against kids and the toys due to your own personal tragedies. Now, the store that you guys have opened, has it always been just one location or were you a nationwide store?
Start off small was our thing here in Tonka Bay, Minnesota.
Which is ironic. You know that, right?
Because...
Well, for a few things going on here. One, you started the store in Tonka Bay. There's this famous toy called the Tonka Trucks.
Hmm, ironic.
Never thought of that, yeah.
And then do you understand that your name is Woody and your name is Barbie, two iconic toys?
Hmm. Never drew the connection.
Yeah, that's interesting. Let me write that down. We'll have to get in touch with somebody about that. That's Disney, right?
Woody
and
is Disney.
Barbie.
Is Barbie Disney?
I believe
Mattel.
So. Barbie's got a boyfriend named
Ken.
Ken.
You seem to know quite a bit about.
So
no, that's my boyfriend's name.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
No, we're not talking. I'm talking about her, and he should be here soon. So we'll kind of move this along.
Okay.
Yes. So Toys Aren't Us was a simple idea hatched like my sister Barbie said, you know, we were just tired of the kids coming into stores that we didn't own and just tearing them apart. And one day we asked Mr. Robertson, the owner of the local general store, if he ever thought about taking all the toys out. You know, how can I keep the kids out? He'd say, damn you kids, get out of here, but leave the money first, you know. And
great.
It's kind of like that.
Interesting. Was he an elderly man?
Elderly, yes. We told him, Mr. Robertson, you know, did you ever think about taking all the toys out? This way the kids won't come in anymore. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what happened?
He was so excited about the idea.
Too excited, dropped dead right then and there. So
tragic,
now we have
really.
A store and no owner.
Oh, no.
So Barbie and I decided to purchase the store, and we cleared out every single toy, one after another, right into the dumpster.
Didn't even donate them.
Didn't donate them. Didn't return Santa's calls. Nobody. Just
wow.
Wanted to get rid of them because we had a business plan, you have to understand, and the business plan called for cleaning out the store.
It did not include having children come into the store, yes.
Then what do you sell?
Everything else.
Name it.
Groceries.
Got
sold.
It.
Soda.
Got
sold.
It.
But kids like soda.
But they don't come in for it because you can't play with soda.
Interesting.
We should keep an eye on that, though.
Another good point.
He's writing it down again. Interesting. What
Name
about
it.
Tires?
Yep. What
Is
size
that?
You need?
Furniture.
Mm-hmm. Where you want to sit?
Clothing.
Under protest.
Really? Because there's
yes.
a kids section in
no,
clothing.
No, we do not carry kids' clothing.
Barbie had to have a whole dress-up area. And like I said, it was under protest that Toys R Us should stay out of the clothing business. Mm-hmm. But
I wanted shoes, makeup, purses.
What about electronics?
Houses.
A lot of kids like electronics, and you get to play video games.
Here in Tonka Bay, Minnesota, we have the iPad 1, 2, and the iPhone, I believe we go up to an iPhone 5C.
You're a bit behind. You know that, right?
Oh, that's what adults use.
Especially here in Tonka Bay.
Interesting. So you purposely carry outdated technology because the kids wouldn't want them.
Exactly. If you don't give the kids what they want, the kids won't come to you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Because you're not what they want.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple business
like
plan.
We don't carry puppies for that reason.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you're essentially a Walmart without any toys.
That is probably a good way to put it. Not the way I would put it. I would say, you know, we're Toys R Us without the toys, hence the name Toys R Us. Also interesting to know that all of our urinals had to be resized because we didn't want it to be low enough for children. So even if a child is outside for the parade, the Tonka Bay parade that we throw every 6th of July, it's a big celebration here, the kids can't come in and use a toilet. They know better because the urinals are actually at a 4 foot, 4.5 foot level.
So tell me the process. Is there security at your door in front of the store? Like what if a kid attempts to enter Toys Aren't Us?
You know, we had this problem once or twice, and our solution was to put a bouncer out there.
Interesting.
So you actually have to show ID to get into our store to make sure that you're of legal age. And it's fun for the adults, too, because it looks like, since there's a line and you have to show your ID going in, it looks a little bit like a nightclub, so people are intrigued.
Has your sales ever took any dives because of your radical business plan?
No.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wait, no or yes?
Maybe Barbie looks at a different book than I do. But yeah, I believe we've suffered, you know, from month to month. We're just like any business, you know.
Yeah. So you think that you're just suffering because of the overall economy. But Barbie, you're stating that it's not because of the kid-oriented targeting.
I'm not even sure what Woody's talking about. I think we're doing just fine.
Well, here she goes again. You know, this is what happens when we have a discussion about something and it doesn't go her way, or she wants to, you know, all of a sudden decide that, you know, no, things are looking up. You know, she's a glass half full, I'm a glass half empty. And I think that's what makes us such a good business partnership, as well as siblings.
Let's shift subjects a bit and let's talk about the holidays. That's a big marketplace for buying kids toys, buying gifts.
Mm-hmm. We are the Hanukkah headquarters in Tonka
Bay.
Really? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you just don't partake in any gift-giving related, toys-related items?
No toys. What, you want new windshield wipers for your brother?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on in. Grab them.
Really?
Yes.
I find that to be an interesting business model.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Do you still get toys?
No.
Great. You're a customer.
Can I see your ID, by the way?
No, I'm not in your store. We're in a Winnebago.
but we're right outside our store, aren't we?
So you have to, so even if you don't even allow kids in your parking lot on your property,
there's no need for them to come. We have nothing for the children.
This is a interesting business concept. Now, do you have any intentions on bringing it nationwide and deploying it in stores all throughout America?
We understand that we're a niche market and that it might not be for everyone, but the people that do love it do all their shopping with us.
We are in talks with Toys R Us as well to purchase some of their stores.
Really?
We just would need to kind of reconfigure the letters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. We don't have to buy new letters. You just kind of take the N, put the T, the
and
R.
It's a buyer's market right now as far as they're concerned. So.
Ironic, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
That is a bit ironic. So let me ask you about this one last problem, and then I know that you guys have Ken coming mm-hmm. with you, Barbie, and
yes.
I want to get out of Winnebago before Ken arrives. If kids are never allowed in your store, they never know what's going on in your store. When they become adults, why would they want to come to your store?
Well, we do very targeted ads on Facebook and, you know, older technology. So we don't mess with the Snapchats of the world or Instagram. We're still marketing on MySpace.
Okay. Mm-hmm. MySpace. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, when you dial up on AOL while you're waiting for the dial-up connection, a nice big ad for Toys R Us flashes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand your business model. I understand you're not doing anything toys-related. But what about, like, diapers and things that you would need to take care of your children? Because at the end of the day, there's still a lot of kids.
I mean, we sell them. They're used, but we sell them.
You sell used diapers?
Slightly used and worn.
And how?
We say yellow, let it mellow. Brown, toss it down is what we tell our stock boys.
So you will resell yellow diapers?
We get one hell of a deal on them. It's just, mm-hmm. it makes sense for us.
Yeah, we have a retirement home across the street. They send them over.
Wow.
As well.
And they fit children?
And they dry pretty well.
That is a shocking revelation about Toys R Us. Now, you earlier mentioned that you guys were interested in buying some of the Toys R Us locations. They are liquidating. They are becoming out of business. A big thing about Toys R Us was Jeffrey, their mascot. In the process of purchasing the Toys R Us stores to take your Toys R Us nationwide, would you be in return purchasing Jeffrey?
Can we say, Barbie, should we break the news on this podcast?
I think you can reveal.
I think the deal's far enough along. Yes, we are purchasing Jeffrey. We have, I believe, 6,000, maybe 7,000 Jeffrey models and, mm-hmm. and costumes that Jeffrey the giraffe, you know, wore in his Toys R Us days. We're rebranding him, and we are going to make the announcement here. Big announcement. We are naming him Oliver the Ostrich.
Whoa. He is not an ostrich.
Well, his neck is long, isn't it, with a head and ears. So technically he is an ostrich. And by way of the deal, Barbie, tell me if I'm wrong, we can't use Jeffrey. So we had to come up
true.
With an alternative.
Yes, and we had even looked into purchasing April the giraffe, but she has too many children for us.
Yes.
Well, it's been pleasant talking with Woody and Barbie, the two owners of Toys R Us, where we received just dramatic information about how they sell and their plans to expand the business.
Mm.
And is there anything else you'd like to add in this podcast?
I would just say if you're up in Tonka Bay, come to Toys R Us.
Absolutely.
And be sure to not bring your children and feel free to shop around. You know, you want a candle, we got them. You want a seat, we got them.
We're even flirting around with throwing a bar in the back.
Mm.
That's a really good idea, especially for targeting adults. You probably should have started that way back when. You have a bouncer at the door.
Interesting how things work. If you don't mind, I have to go drive Oliver the Ostrich. It's time for his vet shots. So.
And Ken just pulled up in the dream car, so I got to go.
Thank you for allowing us to be on this podcast. Where will this air? KDTP Radio 7 News?
Nope, it's Beasley Media Group.
Look into purchasing Beasley.
Nope.
Write that
Thank
down.
Thank you.
Okay. Until next time, this is Mock Made.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.